Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America, and happy Friday. We've got a great show for you today. A lot of discomfort and dissatisfaction in Congress about all that's going on. Congressman Andy Biggs and Congressman Greg Stube are going to kick us off today. They both have some pretty strong concerns about the border, about impeachment, about the inability of Republicans to get their act together and do what the American people sent them there to do. And you're going to hear some pretty candid talk today. I'm pretty excited about that. Also, in the third block of the show, I've told you this many times, Sean Hannity and I and others really concerned about this new crime called home title theft. Basically, a cyber criminal, or maybe even a disgruntled family member, goes out and gets the deed to your house, because they're all sitting online now, signs it over to themselves with a forgery, and all of a sudden starts taking loans out off the equity of your home. This is a real crime. I'm going to convince you of that today. You know why? James Finch, former assistant director of the FBI, is going to join us, describe what it is and how one of our great partners here at Just the News, one of our sponsors, advertisers, and partners, Home Title Lock, can help protect your, probably your largest investment in your lifetime, your home. Home Title Lock is going to sponsor that segment. James Finch, an absolute expert from the FBI. Amanda and I had a great conversation with him earlier this week. You will not want to miss it. So Andy Biggs, Greg Stube, James Finch, that is a great lineup. Now, before we get to that, I want to quickly turn around to a story that happened last night. The special counsel, David Weiss, the one who indicted Hunter Biden, he indicted the informant of the FBI that had reported on all of the allegations that Joe and Hunter Biden were in a bribery scheme involving Burisma and the firing of the Ukraine prosecutor. This is something that the FBI provided to Senator Grassley and James Comer and Jim Jordan and others. And it turns out the informant wasn't true. He didn't tell the truth, according to Weiss, and he's been charged with lying to the FBI. Now, this sounds familiar. It's because we saw this not too long ago with Igor Danchenko, one of the informants in the Russia collusion case. He was indicted. He was acquitted. But the questions about his conduct and the FBI's conduct haven't changed one bit. I think that's a really important thing. And I want to step back for a second, because the Democrats will say, oh, that means all of impeachment's over. And the answer is no. Most of the evidence about what Joe Biden did on Ukraine is more firm, more clear, more unassailable now than it ever was. And it's in clearer focus than it was when I first started writing about it in 2019. And I do not expect for a second that Jim Jordan or James Comer or Chuck Grassley or Ron Johnson or any of these leading characters who have really focused on the Biden family corruption, I don't expect them for a second to back down because of this informant. But I do think it's worth stepping back for a second. Now, this indictment came out with no warning. It was a case of whiplash for some of the people in the media, certainly those in Congress. And the reason it felt like whiplash is just a few short months ago, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in a private briefing with Congress, said he didn't want the name of this informant. We now know it to be Alexander Smirnoff. He didn't want it out there because he told lawmakers this has been an invaluable confidential human source informant, and that he was so trusted and credible that the government paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars for his information. That's deeply concerning that 4 years after he first provided the information, the government just figured out it believes that this guy was lying to him on something this sensitive. And I think you have to step back for a second. This is another example of where the FBI has, by not doing the basics of its work, not doing the basics of its job, proper vetting of human sources, which, by the way, is a hard job. It's not easy. It's tricky. But there are good rules. There are good things. And when you go through the indictment of Smirnoff, you'll see how easily he misled his handler, according to David Weiss. But I want to step back because it's really something important to take a look at. In the two most politically sensitive FBI criminal cases since Watergate a half century ago, that's the Donald Trump-Russia collusion case and the Biden-Ukraine bribery case, the Justice Department had to conclude on its own, separate of the FBI, that the FBI's main confidential human sources had serious flaws that went undetected for years by the agents handling Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenko, now Alexander Smirnoff. And I have a story out today. It runs through all of the three instances of what we learned. The similarities are remarkable. Political biases detected, inaccuracies detected, agents not having their radar up while managing an informant. These are big, important issues that show, once again, every time Chris Wray says, I fixed all the problems at the FBI, he hasn't. 2024 February, we're finding out that what the FBI learned about and disseminated in the summer of 2020 simply wasn't true. There's a lot of detail. Go check it out. I posted all the documents, but I want to remind people not only of what the Durham report said about Danchenko, you can read about that, not only what the Horowitz report said about Christopher Steele and the dossier, not only what the Weiss indictment says about Smirnoff, but there was a separate investigation that I exclusively obtained. It was something that had not been made public. It was written by David Horowitz, and it very clearly said that one of the things that was going on is that the FBI routinely and regularly does not follow the Attorney General guidelines for managing its long-term confidential human sources, its informants. There's a backlog of these revalidations. Sometimes agents aren't revalidating because they don't want to go through the process. Some told the government, hey, we're being discouraged not to document problems about people so we can keep using someone who's flawed. That is a serious problem. If we're going to get the FBI to be the best law enforcement agency in the world again without these questions of political meddling and political failure and intelligence failure, these sort of issues have to be fixed. And 4 years later, Congress hasn't fixed it. The FBI hasn't fixed it. And we keep, as a nation, getting whipsawed by avoidable mistakes by the FBI. And that is a very important story. Go check out my story today. It's a very simple but clear story. The headline is, Another Trusted FBI Informant Discredited, Renewing Concerns Over the FBI's Vetting Process. All right, a couple other quick headlines before we go to commercial break. Joe Manchin, not going to run for West Virginia Senate. We knew that for a few months, so he's not going to run as an independent for president either. That's good news for Joe Biden, but it still means that Joe Biden could still be facing a big challenge from RFK and, of course, Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. That is a really big and important development today. Check that out on there. Fannie Willis, more hearings today in Georgia. No resolution. There's not going to be a decision today. We'll keep you up to speed on that. I think that's important. I told you yesterday about how big a deal the Morgan Stanley and BlackRock decisions were with the ESG re-strategization. I think that that's important. And also, I want to point you out to a good story that my good colleague Greg Piper wrote, a PhD in recognizing BS. Marjorie Taylor Greene at a hearing yesterday really ripped the government's COVID vax injury diligence, not doing enough to be diligent on it, and accused Republicans of being too afraid to do the right thing. That's a pretty powerful story that's getting a lot of attention today and something that you should take in. Here's one last thing. This won't surprise you because of all the work we had. You know, we had Brad Raffensperger on recently, the Georgia Secretary of State. We've had the Texas Secretary of State on. We've had the Attorney Generals of several states on. The Democrats' move to get non-citizens to start voting in local elections with the hope one day that it'll make it available for federal elections is running into the sentiments of the American people. New poll out today by the Tea Party. 86% of Americans believe only U.S. citizens should vote in any election. There's very few issues in America that are 86%. This is a bellwether. But you know what? Despite the sentiments, Republicans have been very slow to counter this. Brad Raffensperger, the Texas folks, are few and far between. There aren't many, a lot of others doing it. This is a big issue that if people fall asleep at, they're going to fall behind. And that is a warning sign that this poll brings into clear focus. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to kick things off with Andy Biggs, Congressman from Arizona, member of the Oversight Committee. He's up to speed on all things now. Before that, a quick shout out to my good friends at Hillsdale College and one of my good colleagues here at Just the News, the one, the only, Victor Davis Hanson. All right, Hillsdale College is a tremendous, great school for people looking for an alternative to woke Ivy League schools. It teaches children the basics of education, not how to indoctrinate them. And they're now offering a bunch of online courses. One of them is from Victor Davis Hanson. He has his online course at Hillsdale College. You can take it. You take it free. And I recommend that you sign up for American Citizenship and Its Decline. We're just talking about this, right? Effort to get non-citizens to vote. So many things are going on to erode the value of American citizenship and its appreciation. Well, Victor Davis Hanson captures this brilliantly in an 8-lecture course. He explores the history of citizenship in the West and the threats it's facing today. Threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of an unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations like WEF, the World Economic Forum. The course is self-paced so that you can start whenever and wherever you want. Start your free course today, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Get the best training you possibly can from the one, the only, Victor Davis Hanson, who, by the way, has a great podcast on our network. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/justnews. One more time, hillsdale.edu/justnews to start. It's free, it's easy, and hey, when you're done, you're going to get to learn from the one and only Victor Davis Hanson. One more time, go to hillsdale.edu/justnews right now. All right, we'll be right back after the commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't want to waste any time because our next guest has been an instrumental voice on House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. He's once again stepped up as a House impeachment manager in the case and trial being made by House lawmakers in the Senate against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He is our good friend from Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, John and Amanda. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Sir, our audience might not know what it takes to be an impeachment manager, the preparation, the time that it takes to go into that. But if I know anything, with Congressman Andy Biggs, you are not showing up empty-handed. I know there's a lot of preparation on your part. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so for me anyways, it's going back through all the records and documents that we might have. It's going back through all the public statements made by Secretary Mayorkas. It's also going back through all of the depositions and sworn testimony he gave before the Senate and the House. And it also, quite frankly, is going to go back to the very first time that anybody got him to come to Congress, which was when I got him to come to the Border Security Caucus and the statements he made there. So there's a lot. You review the statements, then you have to review the data and statistics that we have. Then you also have to know the law. So you got to make sure that we can make a compelling case on high crime and misdemeanor, the definition of that. And I think we can on all counts, using his testimony, the data, and the reality of what's happened, plus what the founders intended when they said high crime and misdemeanor.
Yeah, pretty important stuff. Sir, I know you're on a short time. I just want to get reaction to something that just came out a few moments ago. We mentioned at the top of the show, the alleged 1023 informant that made the claims of a bribery scheme with the Bidens, charged with making up the story about the Justice Department, David Weiss. A lot of it is still about Ukraine, but this one's going to probably be taken off the table, no?
Yeah, but there's a couple things about it. Don't forget, this is the same cat that was going to give a sweetheart deal to Hunter Biden, where nothing bad would happen to Hunter Biden for all of his crimes. That's number one. Number two, basically everything stays the same. The 1023 guy, informant, who, by the way, was vetted and considered a truthful informant for many years for the FBI, all of a sudden that they're going to go after him. But the bottom line is this. All the other facts surrounding the money transactions, the money laundering, the firing of Shulkin, the Ukrainian AG, all of those things come together, and they are not changed by the prosecution of the 1023 witness. And then we don't even know what Weiss may or may not have. I will just tell you this. An indictment means very little. It is the conviction that means the most.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I know Democrats will use this to sully anything that has come out with respect to the Bidens in Ukraine. Sir, I just want to make sure that we can still keep you. Do we need to let you go?
I need to go. I'm sorry.
That's just checking the time. You're doing the people's business. That's all right, sir. We're going to let you go.
You absolutely are.
We'll catch you up. We'll catch up with you real soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Sorry to go.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Congressman Greg Stubbe from Florida. He's got a lot to say. Buckle your seatbelt. He's got some very important new legislation to strip funding from the United Nations agency that was found to be collaborating with Hamas. And this is an agency that has long been suspect for the United States, and yet we keep funding it thanks to Joe Biden. Greg Stubbe is going to try to put a stop to that. He'll explain why right after these messages.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, everybody. Great timing for this guest tonight, because about 2 weeks ago, the House passed the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act of 2024 by a vote of 357-70. And while the U.S. Senate considers the House bill or makes their own changes to the tax credit provisions, one of the major successes of that legislation is with great thanks to our next guest. Since 2021, FEMA has declared over 300 disasters impacting nearly 90% of our country. 45 states have experienced a covered disaster in the last 3 years. So whether it's the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the ongoing California wildfires out here, or the recent historic hurricane damage in the Sunshine State, Florida Congressman Greg Stubbe is delivering for families, small businesses, and workers after his sponsored legislation titled the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act was passed in that package that was sent over to the Senate. Congressman, we love having you on the show. This is so important. It affects so much of our country. Can you talk to us about the meat of this provision in that tax relief bill?
Yeah, and it's affected every single person that lives in my district from Hurricane Ian to Hurricane Idalia. Just about every Floridian was affected by our hurricane since 2020. And as you said, you did a great job synopsizing what this disaster relief does. Over 45 states are impacted. Every single disaster that's been declared, federally declared disaster since 2020 will be included. You will be able to deduct your expenses as it relates to those disasters from your taxes. This is money that's going direct in the pockets of everyday Americans, every single person that's been affected by wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, train derailment, you name it. Every single person in Southwest Florida has been affected by this. I was hoping to get it done before the extension deadline of February 15th, but obviously, as we sit here, that's obviously not happening and passing the Senate. So I encourage every person, once this bill becomes law, to file an amended return for your tax year, whenever that disaster was, to be able to take advantage of real savings straight from the IRS. It'll go right back to you.
Yeah, so important, so common sense. Actually, remarkable that it hadn't been addressed this way before. It's very important stuff.
Yeah.
So I want to turn to something else, because earlier this week we had the former Israeli ambassador to the United States who said, listen, it's time for the United States to kick the UN out of New York, given all the revelations we've learned about the UNRWA workers and a possibility of a Hamas headquarters beneath one of their facilities. You're taking action to make a reality. I'm part of that, which is to defund UNRWA. Tell us why this is such an important moment.
Yeah, we know now that they were having tunnels, Hamas tunnels, underneath their headquarters in Palestine. Now there's been reports where over 100 Hamas terrorists were trained by UNRWA. Why in the world are Americans sending their taxpayer dollars to an organization like this that is literally funding and training terrorists? I think we need to stand for the American people and stand for the safety and security of the American people and not have our tax dollars going to fund terrorism across the world. So I filed a bill. There's a companion bill in the Senate that would not allow our tax dollars to be funded to them and reroute that money to finish the border wall construction.
That's a big deal.
You know, and I think about the hundreds of billions of dollars that has come from the United States to the UN over the years, maybe even in the trillions. Dollar for dollar, how much is this going to save the American people in the form of it going towards the border wall? Do we have any idea how much on an even on an annualized basis that we are pumping into that that could go to building the wall?
Yeah, it'll be millions of dollars. And you're right. Like, this administration, the Biden administration, opened up $6 billion to Iran, did away with sanctions so that they could sell oil. They're making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars that is then funding terrorism. Right before Hamas attacked Israel, there was like $300 million that the State Department under Biden administration sent to the so-called Palestinian Authority that money was used to actually attack our ally, Israel. So this administration has a history of giving money to terrorist organizations, abandoning $80 billion worth of military equipment in Afghanistan so the Taliban can run around with our M4s and our Blackhawks and all of our equipment. They have an America Last agenda. Trump, when he was president, did away with the funding to UNRWA because they knew that it was going to these type of organizations. As soon as Biden got back in, he reopened the money going in. I think Congress needs to stand for the American people and end the funding to these different organizations.
A big moment. I think people in many countries are going to be interested to see the outcome of that. So I want to keep on the topic of the border. We are hearing reports that Speaker Johnson tried to get Joe Biden to meet and negotiate on border security, and Joe Biden's turned him down. Can you tell us what you know about that and what message that might send to the American people about the administration's commitment to the border?
Yeah, this is Joe Biden's open border. 10 million illegals have come in, over 300 known terrorists on the terrorist watch list. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it's like over 30,000 Chinese Communist Party members, over 20, 30,000 Russians, Afghans, Iranians. They're all coming in through the southern border. And these people aren't coming here because they want to live the American dream. They're coming here because they want to destroy our country from the inside. And this administration is letting it happen. Don't let the talking points from the White House and the Democrats that the House is holding up funding to be able to allow for more border agents. That is a complete and absolute lie. We have passed H.R. 2, which would do all of the things at the border that would put in place some of Trump's policies, remain in Mexico, reform the asylum process, that have to happen to prevent the atrocities we see happening at our southern border.
Yeah, so important. Yeah.
And Congressman, you know, we used to just hear about cartel-related crime in border cities and in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, but it's starting to bleed out into the rest of America. And yesterday we had on Brandon Judd, and we were talking about the effect of cartels and the fact that now, I mean, we used to just have conversations about Sinaloa and MS-13, but now you actually have cartels who are in concert working with other cartels from other nations, like from Venezuela, that are actually teaming up. Have we effectively lost control? The Biden administration seems to have just completely relinquished control in all different categories to the cartel.
Yeah, they've lost control. Look at the crime skyrocketing in all of our big cities. Look at the results of these open border policies where gangs are running relentless across our country and organized crime coming across the border. It's my understanding that nobody crosses the southern border without the cartels and Mexico being involved in this. And you have all of these unvetted individuals coming into our country, murderers, rapists, terrorists, who wish to do us harm. If he genuinely cared about the safety and security of American people, he would shut down the border. He has the ability to do it today. He had the ability to do it 3 years ago, and he reversed all of Trump's policies that opened us up into the current condition. So again, don't let this talking point from the Democrats and from the White House that it's the Republicans in the House fault that we don't have border security. He could change it with the stroke of a pen out of the White House today or 3 years ago.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Sir, you're part of a very important process of evaluating whether President Biden should be impeached. And there is a pattern that is now emerging. Joe Biden meets with Jonathan Lee in Beijing. Jonathan Lee opens up a investment fund with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden meets with the Chinese national chairman of CEFC China, Chairman Yi, and all of a sudden $3 million flows into Hunter Biden's business accounts. He meets with a Kazakhstan guy at a lunch, and the next day Hunter Biden gets a car or money for a $140,000 fancy car. It seems as though Joe Biden played a very clear role in his family's business, and that is he was the rainmaker. When he showed up, people started writing checks. Is that the pattern you're beginning to see?
Yeah, and we've known that all along, and now we're getting corroborating witness testimony that that's exactly what happened. Thankfully, for the subpoenas that have been issued to the financial institutions, we now have financial evidence of the money that was laundered from the Chinese Communist Party or Russian oligarchs or the Ukrainian government and entities through the Biden family members, his brother James Biden and Hunter Biden. And we know that obviously Joe Biden was the impetus behind all of that. I filed an impeachment resolution last year. I felt like we had enough evidence at that point in time to move forward with impeachment of this president based on his complete corrupt behavior, not just in the White House, but as vice president. Everything was for sale. You wonder why we're weak on China policy right now? It's because he's compromised. You wonder why they want to give billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine? That's because his family made millions of dollars off the Ukrainians. There's no coincidence to what's happening. And finally, we're getting witness testimony and financial evidence of the crimes that he committed while vice president and that he acted on while president. Some of these meetings happened while he was president in the White House. And these are the type of things that thankfully now are coming before the American people as evidence and testimony. I was thankful that we got Tony Bobulinski in here to testify to some of this activity that happened. And we need to move forward with impeachment proceedings. It's what the American people want. And if we don't do it, justice will not be served.
Yeah.
Congressman, you have always been a great supporter of the America First agenda and early agenda and the early supporter of President Trump in his run for the 47th president. Lord GOP has officially endorsed him. Is it time for all Republicans to get behind him?
Yeah, I endorsed him almost a year ago now. I felt like there's only one person that can walk in on day one and fix all these atrocities that we just talked about that are a result of Joe Biden, and that's President Trump. I've always supported him. I endorsed him early on and I'm honored to do it. I believe he's the only person that can walk in there and change the disastrous course that our country is on today.
All right, folks, one more good one. I bet you didn't know it, but some cyber thief, it could be out there today looking for your home title. They're online. He'll forge it. He'll turn it around, get a loan against you in 90 days, 120 days later, you're going to be, hey, I got a loan on my home and someone's demanding payment. I didn't take it out. It's called home title theft. It's real. We're going to have an incredible conversation with a former FBI executive who knows how this is done and how to protect yourself. We're really excited about that. In just a few minutes, we will be joined by James Finch in a segment brought to you by our good partners at Home Title Lock right after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back, folks. It's an eye-opening one for me because as we've become a more digital nation, well, the cyber criminals in this country and elsewhere have found a way to steal homes. That's right. And it's not the way you think. They don't go in with guns. They go in with a computer. Take your title, forge your signature, and then begin and then take loans out against the equity of your home. And suddenly, you are in a very big financial mess. I thought this was a fantasy tale the first time I heard it. I've talked to real people who've lived through this, and a criminal who actually did it for a living. Well, our good friends at Home Title Lock, they have created a product to protect you from that horrible disaster. It sounds terrible, and it is terrible. Joining us right now is a former assistant director of the cyber division of the FBI, James Finch. James, great to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, John. Good to be here.
We love having you. You have such rich experience in this area. And if you had told me 10 years ago, oh, I could steal your home without you even being, ever being in your home, I'd say, that's not possible. But these deeds, these titles have gotten online, and very crafty criminals to get a hold of them pretty quickly, don't they?
Yes, they do. And John, we've been referring to it in the FBI as house stealing since March of 2008.
Wow.
And it seems a little odd, but it has come a long way.
Yeah, it really is amazing. We had a gentleman on the show not that long ago who did it for a living, and he said, boy, this is easier than you think, and it's really, really scary. You've had an incredible career in law enforcement. Today, you work with a lot of clients. One of them, our sponsor for tonight, Home Title Lock. It is a remarkable product. Just describe for a second what Home Title Lock does and what sort of comfort it gives to all of us who've just heard these horror stories.
Well, John, a lot of us don't realize there's an invisible gap in our home defense. We have homeowners insurance. We have burglar alarms. We have Ring camera systems.
Right.
But what we forget, that invisible gap, is protection of our title. Our titles are online and available and easily accessible to anyone. And with one single forged document and a fake notary stamp, a bad guy can transfer your home title out of your name into his name without your knowledge, and at that point proceed to take out loans on your home and drain your home of all of its equity without your knowledge. And you will have no idea this has happened until such time that you receive a knock on the door from someone explaining to you, it's usually a sheriff, saying you're being evicted.
Oh, and those are real scenarios. We've talked to people in that moment, and it's got to be frightening to think, I never knew this was going on. And that's one of the big things here, right? It is super hard. If you're the homeowner, you don't have the ability readily to detect this. This goes on maybe weeks or months without you ever knowing. Explain why it's so hard to detect if you don't have something like Home Title Lock.
Well, Home Title Lock provides a service, a proprietary system they have that monitors your home title 24/7. Basically, what they do is put a digital perimeter around your online title so that at any point in time, any changes to your home's title, you will receive an alert. And this is a part of what Home Title Lock refers to as its triple lock protection. The first of those triple locks, the first lock there is that 24/7 monitoring. Yeah. Because unfortunately, when someone goes in and makes changes to your title, you as the homeowner, you are not notified automatically. And as a result, you never know this. But with that proprietary triple lock protection of home title lock, you have the 24/7 monitoring being the first lock, the second lock being the urgent alerts you receive at the first notice of any change to your title. You receive an alert. And the third lock of that triple lock protection is the experts they have, the restoration experts Home Title Lock has. In the event you become a victim of title fraud, they have these U.S.-based restoration teams that will work with the lawyers and other experts to restore your home's title and your good name.
Yeah, putting that toothpaste back in the tube is a hard one. And that's why having an expert who's done it is like a godsend. Yeah. God forbid you ever get in that circumstance. Now, when I first heard this, I think most people thought, okay, there is some guy in a computer with a Russian accent and a Romanian accent, and he did it. But sometimes these crimes are committed by other people, like a dissident family member. It's not just cyber criminals that have pulled these sort of thefts off, right?
Oh, no. Sometimes it's a caretaker, it's a relative, it's a renter.
Wow.
It's become so easy that the skills that it used to require to do something like this, the internet has made it so easy. And the fact that the documents are online and available for download makes it easy for anyone to do.
Yeah, it's remarkable. In fact, I think one time when I was doing some research on this, there are some how-to sites where literally some bad people have put up a how-to to steal home theft. I'm like, oh my God, it's sitting on the internet. How frightening is that? Now, I made a big assumption the first time I heard about this, and it was a wrong assumption. I learned the hard way. But you think, oh, I got homeowner's insurance. I got nothing to worry about. But look at the fine print of your homeowner's insurance. It doesn't protect you at all from this, right?
No, the homeowner's insurance is to ensure your home is free and clear of any encumbrances at the time of the home purchase.
Right.
Once you have gone through the process of purchasing your home, your title insurance has actually served its purpose.
Wow. So then you're sitting naked. God forbid something happens. That is a gap that I didn't realize until I got to meet the good folks at Home Title Lock. And now I'm a lot better educated. A lot of other people, I think, are coming to their senses realizing that. Now, you have a lot of ways for our viewers to engage Home Title Lock. What's the best way to get started to just learn how you can protect our homes?
Well, the best way to get started, your viewers, John, can go to HomeTitleLock.com and get a free home title scan, as well as 30 days of Home Title Lock's great protection service.
Yeah.
And that's at HomeTitleLock.com, or they can go to HouseStealing.com and be sure to use the promo code JustNews.
All right, folks, that wraps up today's edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Thanks for listening. A big thank you to Congressman Andy Biggs and Greg Stube, and of course, James Finch, for giving a very strong and important tutorial about the cybercrime known as home title theft. It's real, it's growing, and it's easy to prevent if you've got a package like we're offering from Home Title Lock. So go check that out today. All right, that wraps it up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Jason Smith, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee that gave us those IRS whistleblowers, he's going to kick us off tomorrow. Buckle your seatbelt. It's going to be a good one. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.